Chapter 5. Just then, we saw someone walking along the path towards us.
"Aunt Edith," said Sophia as we stood up, "this is Charles Hayward. Charles, this is my great-aunt, Miss Edith de Havilland."
Edith de Havilland was about 70, with lots of untidy grey hair and sharp, intelligent-looking eyes.
"I've heard about you," she said, shaking my hand. "How is your father? I knew him when he was a boy."
Rather surprised, I said he was very well.
"Have you come to help us?" asked Mr. Havilland. "I do hope so. There are police all over the house."
She turned to Sophia.
"Nanny wants you, Sophia, about the fish for dinner."
"Oh dear," said Sophia. "I'll go and sort it out."
She walked quickly back towards the house, while Mr. Havilland and I followed her more slowly.
"I don't know what we'd do without Nanny," remarked Mr. Havilland. "She does so much work and has been here for so long."
She stopped and pulled viciously at a big weed in the garden.
"I hate bindweed," she said. "It gets tangled up with the other plants and is impossible to get rid of."
She ground the weed viciously under her foot.
"This is a bad situation, Charles Hayward," she continued, looking towards the house. "I never liked Aristide Leonides, an ugly little man. But now he's dead, the house seems so empty. I've lived here over 40 years, ever since my sister died, and I came to look after the children."
"And you've stayed here all that time," I murmured.
"Yes," she said. "I could have left, I suppose, when the children grew up and married, but I loved the garden. And then, when Philip married and moved back here, I helped look after his children."
"What does Philip Leonides do?" I asked curiously.
"He writes books," replied Mr. Havilland. "History books, but nobody wants to read them. They don't earn him any money. But then he doesn't need to earn money. Aristide gave him over £100,000, and Roger is in charge of his biggest company, Associated Foods. All of them are financially independent. Sophia is regularly given a large amount of money to live on, and there's money saved in the bank for the other children."
"So no one gains by his death?" She looked at me strangely.
"Yes, they do," she answered. "They all get more money. But Aristide would have given it to them if they'd asked for it."
"Do you have any idea who poisoned him, Mr. Havilland?"
"No, I don't," she replied. "It's upset me very much to think that we have a poisoner in the house. I suppose the police would think poor Brenda did it. She is rather stupid. Perhaps she got tired of waiting for Aristide to die. If it was her, it will be all right. She isn't one of the family."
"Do you have any other ideas?" I asked.
"What other ideas should I have?"
I wondered. She seemed to be intelligent. But as I looked at her, I thought of the word Sophia had used. Ruthless. I remembered how Mr. Havilland had viciously ground the bindweed under her foot. And just for a moment, I wondered if Edith de Havilland had poisoned Aristide Leonides herself.